Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praise, thanks and gratitude is due to Allah, Lord of the universe. Our mercy, blessings, salutations, love and compassion on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family and friends, and those who follow in their guidance until the day of judgment. Respected Imam, respected ulama, brothers and sisters, I greet you with a wonderful greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. The reason why this topic was chosen is today we have an influx in our country of different nationalities, different people coming into our areas. And what we have noticed today is everybody wants to live their own tradition and their own culture. But also, we are faced with problems throughout the world today. And we can identify many of those problems throughout the world, what is happening to Muslims throughout the world especially. For example, what is happening in Palestine, the genocide. Those that have been killed in Iraq, those that have been killed in Syria. What is happening in Sudan, we might think it is different people and different nationalities, but unfortunately, you wake up tomorrow morning, you see it is Muslim fighting Muslim. And this is when you start realizing that we have a serious problem. And the problem is that we cannot coexist with one another. Look at our homes. Take a close look at your home. And you see parents and children, they are living on separate islands. They're not even on the same island. They are in the same home, but they live like they live in a hotel. They pass by one another, and this is how they live every day. You find divorce rates amongst the Muslims I'm speaking about is climbing drastically. Look at the youth today. Unfortunately, when we speak about the youth, there is always condemnation of the youth instead of trying to understand the youth and why are they doing what they are doing today. They can hardly find somebody they can talk to, and therefore you find them going to with friends and they go off the road, and you find they head for extremism, they become delinquents, they start doing drugs, they're doing all the wrong things because there was nobody they could talk to. Unfortunately, even in our educational institutions, we are not teaching. The educators are not giving the learners the opportunity to understand what it is to coexist with one another. Look how certain students and learners live within their school structures. And believe it or not, even our mosques has not been spared because we have the audacity to fight within our mosque because there is different sects and we differ with one another. That the mosque has not even been spared. How come that we do not find there is special causes that's been designed for our young people how to communicate and how to coexist with one another? We as Muslims, we want to migrate because South Africa is no longer for us. So we're going to migrate. So you migrate to another country. And when you get there, whether it is Australia, New Zealand, wherever you are going to, you start isolating yourself. And you start refusing to coexist with a society that is already established there. And if you take that vice versa, people are entering our country. They're coming here. What are they doing? They want to establish their own educational centers. They want to establish their own masajid. They want not realizing that وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ it belongs to Allah. Instead of integrating with us and believing that this is where we belong and we are one society and we can coexist with one another instead of establishing our own culture, our own tradition, where we have our own little nook in one corner of the city. This is what's happening today. Tomorrow you're going to find within our very city, you're going to have, yes, going to be a Hanafi masjid, there's a Shafi'i masjid, there's a Maliki masjid, there's a Hanbali masjid, there is a Diobandi masjid, there's a Bralvi masjid. You're going to find them all over the show. Why? Because they cannot coexist with one another. It is important. It is important that we understand we must coexist with one another. We cannot live in isolated pockets anymore. You know, when we talk about coexisting, one of the first lessons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in the Holy Quran is when Allah speaks about the other. And when we speak about the other, the first thing that comes to mind, we are speaking about the Western world. We are not. We are speaking about the other, your other self. Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ بَنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. Who is the other? Who is the other? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, recite to them, read to them the tiring of the two sons of Nabi Adam, Habil and Qabil. Read the truth. And one offered the sacrifice, one sacrifice was accepted, and the other's sacrifice was not accepted. Who was the other? The other was the biological brother. So when we talk about the other, we are not talking about what is happening in the Western world, that we must call it the other. No. A person, a human being, that is able to coexist, he is a self-confident, he is strong, he is open-minded, he is civilized. If you have these qualities, then you can coexist. And that is why we find this beautiful deed of Islam, this beautiful religion, is open to the entire world. Why? Because it is so profound. It's such a beautiful religion. It's a complete way of life. How many people today in the world have taken to the glorious Quran after they have seen what is happening in Palestine, what is happening in Gaza, and what is being portrayed through the media about Islam? And people started researching, reading the Quran, understanding Islam, and how many people have embraced this deen of Islam because it's such a beautiful and profound religion. And the fact is that we must realize one thing, and this goes for everyone, and especially for our young people. To coexist doesn't mean dissolution. It doesn't mean that you must lose your identity. You know, today we find even at our workplace, we want to coexist with our fellow being at work, but we want to be like them. We want to dress like them. We want to talk like them. We want to eat like them. No, that is not the way. You don't lose your identity. You don't lose your iman. You don't lose your character. Coexistence as a concept is the existence between two parties. And both of them must interact mutually with one another. And let me say this, and let me address the Western world. You can't enforce your culture on me and accept me to coexist. You can't enforce our youth to be carbon copies of your youth and your culture and expect us to coexist. You can't occupy my land, my home. You can't take it away from me and occupy it and ask me to coexist. We are calling for coexistence between two parties who respect each other and they respect one another's wishes. And therefore, we can go into history and we want to tell our youth, be proud of your identity no matter where you go in the world. Be a proud Muslim and coexist. But never forget your roots. Don't forget where you came from. Don't forget your own tradition and your beautiful religion that you have, because you have a global mission, not just a mission amongst us here. And the global mission is open to all, and therefore you must be proud of your Muslim identity. Why do we think? Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that for a Muslim to interact or to coexist with other people and be patient and endure their harm is better than a Muslim who does not interact. And yes, he is not harmed by them. So don't think that you are better off because you are not being harmed by anybody. You're sitting in your little cocoon at home And you say, I'm not being harmed. I am okay. I'm fine where I am. But if you coexist, and if you intermingle, and you come into the crowd, and even if you are harmed, you are better off as a Muslim to coexist. Coexistence, my dear brothers and sisters, is when we live with each other and accept each other for what we are. Coexistence is when we even debate with each other with respect, even if we have differences. Today, our differences have led us to do what? To make one another kafir. Kafir is the word that is hanging around. You differ with me, your opinion is different. I make you a kafir today. No, this is not how Islam teaches us. Islam teaches us to coexist. You see a person, he is coming into the masjid and he makes salah and his hands is down on the side. You say, hey, look at that man. His salah is batil. Who told you his salah is batil? There's another madhab we are talking about. Have we studied all the madhab? Have we become judges, jurors and executioners so that we can condemn one another simply because we don't agree with one another? When not agreeing with one another and the differences that we have is the sunnatullah. And that is the fitratullah, that we will differ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in that way. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. I have created you. Not just male and female, but I have created you into different races, in different tribes, so you may become mutually acquainted. That ta'aruf, mutually acquainted, is a huge explanation to it. It is not just knowing one another's name. MashaAllah, you're from Bangladesh, you are from Somalia, MashaAllah, what's your name? Khalas, end of story. No, to become mutually acquainted with one another is exchanging benefits, is getting along with one another, is making use of each other's ideas, exchanging even economic interests. This is wa ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa. This is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, assist one another, and that is on goodness and piety, but do not assist one another on what is vice and hostility. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the formula as to how to coexist with one another. And do not think for one moment. And I will tell you why. One of the main reasons why I have chosen this topic today is I went to a mosque not long ago where I did the Jumu'ah. And the complaint that I received from there, because practically half of the mosque were people from Somalia. And the complaint that I received is the way that they are being treated from our local Muslims and the way they look at them and they speak to them. As if they are totally foreign, they forgot one thing. All these people coming to mosque, now whether you are from Somalia, whether you're from Bangladesh, from Pakistan, from Arabia, from United Kingdom, wherever you came from, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً, that we are all brothers. And on the basis of إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً, we have to coexist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ وَلِذَلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ. If it was the will of Allah, we could all be one ummah. Everybody in the world could be believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says, no. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ. They will differ with one another. There is going to be differences. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ, except those whom Allah's mercy is upon them. And therefore I created them. There will be difference of opinions. There will be difference in arguments. But at the end of the day, we need to respect one another's differences. And this is what is known as adabul ikhtilaf. Something that we lack. If you do not have the adabul ikhtilaf, the ethics of differences that we have, then you cannot really coexist with one another. And therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ فِي تَوَادُّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْ عُضُونَ تَدَاعَ لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهْرِ وَالْحُمَّى. That the mu'min, the believer, he is his mercy, through his mercy and his compassion. You're like one whole body. If one part of the body complains, the entire body will feel that pain. And therefore, show me in the world, in a constitution, where it says, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Kahf says, for those who desire, who wants to be a mu'min, Alhamdulillah. And those who do not want to be a mu'min, you don't want to embrace it, you carry on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La ikraha fi deen. There is no compulsion. We cannot force people to become believers. But if we show them the beauty of Islam and how we respect one another, even through our differences, and we show them in our character and behavior how we accept them in the deen of Islam, you will find everybody would want to be in the deen of Islam and they want to coexist with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and protect us all the time. Let us remember one thing, my dear brothers and sisters. When our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, the first lecture, the first khutbah, he says, Ayyuhan nas, afshu salam. وَصِلُوا الْأَرْحَامِ وَأَطْعِمُوا الطَّعَامِ وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ O mankind, he didn't say, O Muslims, O believers. The Prophet ﷺ says, O mankind, spread peace. Connect with your families and feed the poor and pray at night when people are asleep. Prophet ﷺ built the masjid for what purpose? The purpose of the masjid was to bring about unity between the Aus and the Khazraj. The Aus and the Khazraj were at loggerheads all the time. For years, they were fighting. There was hostilities. But Rasulullah established the masjid. All of you are going to come to the masjid. And you're going to coexist. And you're going to learn how to respect one another. Today, our masajid has become the source of difference. It has become the source of breaking up of the ummah. And this was not the purpose of the masjid. The purpose of the masjid is we all come together, stand shoulder to shoulder, whether we're rich, we're poor, we never mind where we come from, for which part of the world, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa, we all make salah together, we stand in one saf, alhamdulillah, we are brothers, and we learn to coexist, even through our masajid, because that was the purpose of the establishment, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established the masjid. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. Be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reconcile amongst ourselves. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and bring about the true brotherhood of Islam amongst ourselves, insha'Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through our unity, through our coexistence, if we as a global ummah can coexist with one another, wallahi, my dear brothers and sisters, Zionism will be walked over. We can walk over them, but we need to unite our hearts. We need to unite our minds. And that is one thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us all. The most powerful weapon is the mind of the human being. So don't expect everybody to think the same. We think differently. Even your own child think differently to the way you think. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tools and the ability to be able to accept us ourselves with our differences that we have and to coexist. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all that, insha'Allah. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and protect us at all times and bring ease to wherever it might be difficulty in the world. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.